Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
404, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and we got a lot of great stuff we're covering and a lot of stuff that, I don't know, maybe not so enjoyable to cover, but it has to be covered. It's what we do. I'm going to bring you up to date on Chris Saunders in a few moments. Chris is a master patrol officer with the Richmond Police Department. The name probably is familiar. He was actually one of the earliest recipients of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. He's, at this very moment, got the toughest battle that he's ever been in. I think he'd probably trade this situation for a dozen felony arrests if he could. So I'll bring you up to date on that about 10 minutes from now. If you want to get details ahead of time, you can head over to Facebook. I've got the Jeff Katz page in parentheses. It says Radio Katz. So they've just changed that. It's now a big public page with tens of thousands of people there and what have you. But it's a good place to go. I've got the story up there. I've got the story up on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, as well as the Radio Katz page. So either place will get you the details that you need. Well, the very latest water crisis involving the city of Richmond and the Richmond Water Treatment Facility. The mayor, can't say he's the new mayor anymore. He's been on the job 6 months. I would kind of hope that he would have put some people in place that knew what they were doing, held people accountable who clearly didn't know what they were doing. But it's those of us in the suburbs, those of us in the counties who are saying, hey, why is my water tied to them? Why do I have to be dependent on people in the city of Richmond at Richmond City Hall who just don't seem to be competent? And I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that friends and neighbors over in Mechanicsville, as an example, and I think some folks in Ashland got whacked with this latest water crisis from the city. Ryan Hudson is somebody I've known for a long time. He and I served together on the Hanover County Community Services Board. Ryan went on to seek the seat, the Board of Supervisors seat for Mechanicsville, and he's a member of the Board of Supes, doing a great job, and happy to say he's joining us to shed a little light on this. Ryan, thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and I'm happy to say I didn't go through any of the water situation that you guys over in Mechanicsville did. What exactly were you dealing with this time?
Well, kind of the impact for our Mechanicsville area residents was by design, and that was what you saw a lot of social media chatter about, was that they were seeing reduced pressure out of their faucets at home. And when I say that was by design, that is a method that utilities can use to reduce consumption and use of water, a method of conservation. And so the impact really was minimal, and I have to assure all of our shared constituency across Hanover that our administration, our engineers, our director of public utilities really have done an outstanding job to avoid and minimize any impact to Hanover citizens, which, as you know, particularly we say east of I-95 were the most impacted areas in January, on January 6th, and then just the other day, what we were seeing was really just some minimal reduced pressure. But the citizens of the Mechanicsville area are the largest consumers of the city-fed water in Hanover County.
All right, now this raises the question, Ryan, and we've been talking about it. Should we, in Hanover, continue to depend on the city of Richmond and an operation there? And I'm trying to be charitable, but I don't think they're going to win any awards for being one of the best-run systems out there. So are we doing right by our people in Hanover, saying, yep, we're still going to be dependent on them? Should we be looking at other options to operate things ourselves?
So first, let me say that We, as supervisors and county administration, we feel and see the frustration that is very valid from our constituents. And even before the water crisis on January 6th of this year, county staff was looking into long-term, sustainable methods for the county's water system. And so it's kind of multifaceted, and certainly the original crisis on January 6th has accelerated things, right? I had people that had lived in Hanover their whole life and didn't know that we were getting water from the city of Richmond. And I, while their frustration and anger was valid, I would say to them, well, you can certainly be mad at me, but you need to realize that you're going to be mad at 10-year-old me. That's how long we've been getting water from the city. And, of course, they would always chuckle like, oh, okay. Yeah. So we actually had a pre-planned public meeting on coming up on June 11th with the Henrico Board of Supervisors to develop a couple things. There's one is to develop perhaps a kind of long-standing emergency contract so that if there is a water emergency like that we did experience, that we can immediately isolate ourselves, which also happened just the other day. Our folks were at the ready and immediately isolated our system, reduced pressure, started to store up water, and so that we could be prepared for whatever may come our way. And thankfully, it really didn't. But so to begin an agreement with Henrico County and the capacities that their reservoir could handle so that I'm simplifying things for the listeners, sure. We can shut us off from the city and open up a valve from Henrico County and have an agreement with them to purchase water to either minimize or have a seamless transfer of flow from the city of Richmond to Hanover County. And that is going to be handled, as you can imagine, by some engineers well above our pay grades, right, that will work to find the most not only cost-effective measure as well as the most efficient measure from a transferable standpoint to get it to Hanover County. And then everyone says, we need our own reservoir in Hanover County. That came up in the late 80s, and the not in my backyard folks really stomped that out at that time. And the documents are still around and exist and all that sort of thing. It's not something that is that can't be obtained, and many folks were here then. But even if today we determined where a reservoir could go, we are talking about a 25 to 30 year timeline. The current reservoir that Henrico County has up in Cumberland actually began around 1999, and it is just now getting ready to be online. So the first thing is to get a emergency sustainable solution with other partners in Henrico, but also in conjunction with that is to have a very frank discussion about some regional oversight. I heard you earlier on air say that the localities, the other municipalities in the region are the largest customers for the city of Richmond. And currently, with our current agreement, that's exactly what we are. We're just really big customers. And so one of the things that will be discussed is some regional oversight, not to be confused with a regional authority, the way that it has been explained to me that if we had a regional authority, like we have a Central Virginia Transportation Authority, that sort of thing, that would require us to take on their debt service. Right. And in a shared capacity, and that's something that we're just not really ready to do at this point. But to have some regional oversight is certainly something that seems to be needed. And to the city's credit, I know we all kind of cringe when we think about that, but they have made improvements. They are communicating better, and that sort of thing. Do we all recognize that they have a long way to go? But look, it's not going to do me any good to sit here and point fingers. I've got to work with these people and that sort of thing for many things regionally. So, you know, we send our own people down. Henrico and Hanover instantly sent people down to make sure that our respective constituencies' best interest was looked after. And they stayed for days. So that's where we're at.
All right. Well, listen, Ryan, number one, I appreciate you being here. And everybody should know that you actually reached out to me and said, I'm hearing the chat about this. My constituents are dealing with this. Be happy to jump on. And so great to have you here. I will say, as I've said so many times for years, I love my county. I really do. I love Hanover County, and I love our county manager. I think John Badeski is just one of the best of the best, and I'm thrilled that he is here in Hanover, and I don't want him going anywhere else. So if he's on the case, then I have great confidence that we're going to do the right thing, and I appreciate the insight on some of those possibilities. We'll get you back. We'll talk about it. We'll see where we are. And as always, I appreciate your service. That is my friend Ryan Hudson. Ryan is the Mechanicsville District Supervisor on the Hanover County Board of Supervisors. Good guy. Some insight there on what we in Hanover County are doing, how Hanover County reaching out to have some sort of an emergency plan, if you will, with Henrico. And also have some honest, tough discussions with the city. It's just going to have to happen. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Is just a really, really wonderful guy and a great cop. He is a...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Master Patrol Officer with the Richmond Police Department. And I'm just going to share what this says on the GoFundMe, all right? On May the 11th, 2025, Master Patrol Officer Chris Saunders suffered a serious injury while working that required an emergency double craniotomy. Thanks to the quick actions of his fellow officers and dedicated medical professionals, Chris survived, and his recovery so far has been nothing short of extraordinary, but the journey ahead is long. Chris faces months of intensive physical and speech therapy and will be unable to work for an extended period of time, and unfortunately, workers' compensation has denied his claim. I don't understand that, knowing what I know about how he suffered this traumatic brain injury. I can only hope that there is a dedicated workers' comp attorney who's willing to step up to the plate and help him, because this makes no sense to me. During this difficult time, his wife, Laura, who is herself recovering from breast cancer surgery, has remained steadfastly by his side. Together, they are navigating the emotional and financial burdens brought on by this sudden medical crisis. While their strength and resilience are truly admirable, they still face a long road ahead filled with unexpected costs, including travel for medical appointments, specialized rehabilitation, and ongoing care needs. Chris has dedicated his career to protecting and serving his community. Now it's our turn to support him. Any contribution, no matter the size, will help ease the burden and allow Chris to focus on what matters most, healing. Thank you for standing with Chris, Laura, and their family during this critical time. So I believe it's one of his co-workers who organized a GoFundMe. They have a $15,000 goal. So far, they are at the $4,000 mark. And Chris, as you may or may not know, was one of the earliest ever recipients of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. He is one of the good guys. Now, you and I need to step up to the plate and help. Just check out, please, check out the Facebook post that I've got there. It has all the links you're going to need to help out, all right? It is 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and a little bit of sprinkling. It's like spitting. I don't know exactly who would God be spitting on us? No, I hate that image. Maybe it could be he simply brushed his teeth. You know, it's like rinse, and that I'm willing to go along with. But it's just a little bit of a very, very light drizzle up here in center of the universe in Ashland. But we're going to get heavy rain. And you're going to get heavy rain, and then it's going to go away for a little bit. Then tomorrow it's coming back. And then Saturday. Now, Saturday is actually going to be, it's not going to be great, but it's not going to be awful. Lots of rain in the morning, but then it's going to clear up, and we kind of sort of start turning the corner. And as we do that, we'll head to next week. And next week, I got to tell you, next week is really looking nice. Next week is looking like one of those days you want to sit on the deck or sit in the yard and really, really enjoy yourself. Yeah, 80 degrees and plenty of sunshine. So hopefully you'll be looking forward to that. We got a lot of stuff that we're dealing with. As I mentioned to you, this situation with Chris Saunders is a difficult one. I would be lying if I said Chris was a friend, but Chris is someone whose work I have admired for a long time. And that was one of the reasons that he was one of our earliest recipients of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor, because I saw so many photos of Chris on patrol, certainly, but on patrol interacting with community members in the precinct where he works, interacting with little kids to try and get them to understand that the police officers really were your friends. So he's done a lot. He's done a lot. He's a master patrol officer with the Richmond Police Department, and I don't feel comfortable sharing all of the details, but what I've been told about the situation that resulted in this injury, a traumatic brain injury, clearly is a result of working. And the workers' compensation folks have denied his claim. And I'll tell you, I just sent some information. You know, I went through workers' compensation. I can't tell you they're the friendliest people. And it's such a circus. It really is. It's such a circus. And there's so many people who are lined up trying to keep you from getting any sort of help. So I actually did have to get to a point where I hired an attorney. And all that she does is workers' compensation. And I watched her navigate the system and deal with things. And you know what's really weird, just so you know, hopefully you've never had to deal with this. But what's weird is you get this paperwork and it is you versus your employer. And I can remember saying, hey, wait a minute now. I'm not telling you that I want to be versus my employer. I just, you know, I got doctor's bills. This is what the workers' comp insurance is supposed to take care of. So it can be very unsettling. That's all I'm saying. So I did send her information to somebody to get to Chris and Laura. And if anybody's going to be able to shake it loose, I think it's my friend Michelle. So hopefully that will be all taken care of. But in the meantime, here's what I can tell you. They don't have any money. They now have expenses like you could not possibly imagine. Can't work. And you're saying, well, why isn't his wife Laura doing more? Well, Laura is recovering from breast cancer surgery. This is it's like the perfect storm of bad. And so I would ask you, whatever you can do, reach into your pocket, toss $5 into this. I don't care. Something. Because Chris is one of those good guys. And we need more good guys. We need more good guys standing on the wall, if you will. I heard that phrase the other night at the Virginia State Police Academy. You just have to know this. The oldest guy in the class is, I think he said 42 or 44, something like that. He just retired from the Marines. So he's done 20 years serving, protecting, or as he said, standing on the wall. And after that service, he has decided, to suit up again. And sure enough, he's in the academy as a trooper trainee. And a really cool guy. And I just felt, I was watching some of the other trooper trainees. I don't know if he has an official post in the class. I don't know how that works. I don't know if somebody's appointed sort of as, the acting company commander or something. I don't know what the language is over there. But he clearly has got a lot of experience. It's just great to see all of those folks interacting. And again, I mentioned that simply because standing on the wall, right? We ask good men and good women to stand on that wall and keep us safe. And Chris Saunders is one of those guys. He is a solid, solid cop. He is a good guy. And right about now, he needs our help. So here's what I would ask you to do. Again, I'm not telling anybody to do anything, but I will tell you this. If you would like to help, and I would hope that you would help, all you've got to do is go over to either one of my Facebook pages. You can look for The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, or you can look at Radio Katz. It says Jeff Katz, and in parentheses it says Radio Katz. That's now a big public page as well. And so you've got both of those options available to you. Please just reach out and do a little something, okay? That's all I'm asking you to do. And you'll see a beautiful photo there. There's Chris and his wife. That's actually him at the Valor Awards. Chris just cleans up, man. I'm just telling you, every time you turn around, he's winning another award. Somebody else is saluting him for the work that he's doing. When you think about who should be a police officer, Chris is the guy you think of. And he just needs some help from the rest of us now. Okay. Lots of stuff to deal with. And as I said, I didn't want to go off on any sort of a tangent. But I just want you to know about it. That's all. Okay. I've got some pretty good audio here. Our good friend Jeremy, as per usual, has done some amazing work taking some crazy sort of stuff and turning into absolutely marvelous little snippets. And so we've got one here. This is President Trump. And President Trump is explaining one or two or five things all about Harvard. Let's listen to cut number three, please.
Well, we're going to see. Look, Harvard has been a disaster. They've taken $5 billion plus. $5 billion. Nobody knew that they were making this cut. If we didn't do this, nobody would have. We would have never found this out, Pam. They're taking $5 billion. And I'd rather see that money go to trade schools. And by the way, they're totally anti-Semitic at Harvard, as you know, and some other colleges, too, in all fairness to them. And it's been exposed, very exposed. And I think they're dealing very badly. Every time they fight, they lose another $250 million. Yesterday, we found another $100 million. And they have a fund, $52 billion. All right. They get a lot of that from the United States, and I think it's ridiculous. I think this, everyone's coming up to me saying, we love the idea of trade schools. With that kind of money, and money from others, but money from them, you can have the best trade schools anywhere in the world. You give them to Iowa, Indiana, lots of good states, well-run states, and you give them the money. They can only be used for trade schools, and they'll teach people how to build motors and cars and AI. You know, the AI, we're building plants. We're building hundreds of billions of dollars worth of AI plants. Already started, many of them. We've never had a boom like we're having now. You're going to see it. There's never been anything like it. So we're up to about $14 trillion in investments. There's never been anything even close. You look at Biden, this guy, they had people leaving as opposed to investing. And they're doing it because of November 5th, and they're doing it because of the tariffs. The tariffs have been tremendous. I can promise you, and I have great respect for the people at the European Union, they wouldn't be over here today negotiating if I didn't put a 50% tariff on. The sad thing is now when I make a deal with them, it's something much more reasonable. They'll say, oh, he was chicken. He was chicken. That's so unbelievable.
It's interesting stuff, isn't it? 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 452, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yeah. And I am sharing the story, obviously, of a Richmond police officer, master police officer, Chris Saunders. Some folks getting in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Hey, Jeff, where else can we contribute but not online? 804, I don't know the answer to that. It's Walt in Goochland. Walt, I don't know. I would imagine, now I'll double check this, but I would imagine that you could probably, if you feel more comfortable sending a check, probably RCOP is doing some collections, Richmond Coalition of Police. I'll reach out to the guys I know over there, see if they're doing something like that. That would be my thought. I'll also have to reach out to RPD. Maybe you can drop something off at the precinct. I don't know the answer to it as yet, right? What I do know right now is about the GoFundMe. And that is all I can give you. But I will look into the other stuff, and whatever I find out, I promise, Walt, I will share that with you. Walt also asked, he said, did you feel honored to read the names from the Shrine of Memory on Monday at the Virginia War Memorial? Walt, I don't know that I've ever been more honored in my life. I've had some pretty cool stuff happen. I've done some pretty cool stuff. I'd like to think that one or two of the things that I've done throughout the years have been pretty good. But to be asked to be on the team, if you will, to read some of the names on the Shrine of Memory at the Virginia War Memorial just was like nothing I've ever encountered. And I had been invited, I guess, a couple of months ago when they were first putting together this Say Their Names marathon. And they said, look, we're going to have a few people we're inviting from around the Commonwealth. And we want to give you a slot. Would you be? They didn't even have to finish. So yeah, absolutely. And I was slot number 11. I only mention that because slot number one was Governor Youngkin. So it gives you some idea of the folks that they enlisted in this. It was humbling. It was humbling. Not just the names on those walls, but the people who read a selection of names before me and some of the folks who read the names after me. I was so taken aback. And it went on and on. I think it probably wrapped up around midnight. I had one of the early slots because I was invited so early on in the process. And I think there were some people who they had travel delays and things of that sort. And then, of course, they weren't able to make it there. So I think we got some pinch hitters, which really speaks volumes about the folks who said with very short notice, absolutely, I want to do that. So, yeah, I was honored. And I appreciate that, Walt. All right, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we have Special Olympics coming up. Yes, we've got the Special Olympics Summer Games coming up, all sorts of opportunities to help. My friend Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard and I still trying to put together some ideas for our next big fundraising effort. I said we should just get tattoos again. Why? Why not? We know we can do that. And we should just walk on fire again. Nope. Carl has us doing all sorts of crazy stuff, but my vote is still for alligator wrestling. We are short one alligator, but once we find an alligator, I'm telling you, that's what we ought to do. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.